Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, Gulf Breeze City Council had a meeting. Therefore, this morning, we are talking with Sam Abel. She is the city administrator and a longtime friend and a wonderful, capable woman. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, why did you all cancel Catawba Street? Now, let me give you background. The only reason I know Catawba Street is because it was infamous for being the little patch of land that went from Eufaula down to the water, and there was this long and expensive and ugly fight over whether that was or was not public access. And as I recall, the landing on that is that you can walk down the strip of land, but you cannot get down to the water. It's prohibited, and that's kind of where it stands right now, right?
Well, so that is all history,
right,
Andrew?
Right.
And so that actually had nothing to do with this at all.
Okay.
So here's something pretty cool. In the city of Gulf Breeze, we have a neighborhood enhancement program, what we call a NEP. So our neighborhood services manager meets with the neighborhood and helps them discuss and facilitate what their top priorities are based on any concerns that they have or ideas for improvement. The mayor and council commit to funding whatever that top priority is, ideally in year one.
Okay.
And then we work towards them with
You've been doing this for years.
Priorities.
This goes back to the speed tables,
right,
that I hate so much that got installed over on the east side of town were a result of this process, right?
You got it,
okay,
Andrew. The cool thing about this that I always tell people is we're always amazed because we'll, you know, promote maybe some, you know, stylistic street lights or, you know, benches or what have you. But the majority of a neighborhood, they really like the speed humps. And so, honestly, your local government is getting off on the cheap. It's they're not very expensive, but and sometimes the improvement might be stormwater. But in this case, we have a street, Eufaula, that for a very long time has been one way. In fact, we researched it and we couldn't get to the bottom of when it became one way, mm-hmm, or why. But it's become a narrow road in some points. It meanders. And so they're also with people's landscaping and such, there was areas of visibility. And then people are taking it upon themselves to put safety streets out. Safety signs out.
Sure.
And so as part of all that, there were a series of improvements that were actually at the council's last meeting. The majority, you know, of the residents said, look, we want to open it back to two-way. In fact, there's going to be a center line that's going to be striped on the road to help, you know, delineate that. So all those improvements were agreed to at the last meeting. This was an ordinance, Andrew, so it took two readings. But what it does is it takes an old right-of-way of Navarre, which has never been paved, and it takes Catawba, which, as you just said, is a spit of a tiny street that now dead ends to nothing.
It's a grass alley, yeah.
That's right. But they do both of the unpaved right-of-way and the spit of Catawba both connect to Eufaula. And so now, if you turn into one side of Eufaula, it'll be clear that Eufaula then, you know, puts back out onto Shoreline. So there's both an entrance and an exit from Shoreline. It's not a dead end, and it's now a two-lane road. So
All
of that is the result of, you know, really good input. Not everybody was for all of those changes, but that's the whole point, you know, is that they were heard, they responded to surveys, they came to the meetings. And so that's one of those, as we call them, NEPs. And we try to do at least one a year.
Yeah, no, it's a great program. I mean, and the whole point, as you said, is even if people might disagree with the outcome, it's, you know, the democracy in action and input and, you know, trying to be proactive about solving things. You guys have another thing that I think you did last night that I did not realize you did that I think is so cool. I knew about the Citizen Academy. Everybody's got these courses where you can go through. Police has them, Sheriff has them, City of Pensacola. Everybody's got them. But you guys recognized your graduates yesterday, and you do something that I think is brilliant with your graduates. What is it?
Yes. So our mayor and council, of course, they are the ones who make appointments to the boards and committees. And in fact, I have been a panel speaker on just this subject, Andrew. I could talk about this subject because if you don't do this right, I can point to examples where this can cause great dysfunction and inertia in local governments. And that is that when you elect individuals to office, it's because you believe in their vision. You believe in their policies enough to go to the ballot box and vote them into office. And then in return, they are responsible for making appointments of citizens who are not voted. And those citizens serve on these advisory boards and committees.
Right.
Our mayor and council want to make sure that those individuals understand our form of government, that they understand, you know, our comprehensive plan, our master plan, you know, our five-year strategic plan, how all of that works together. And so the mayor and council only appoint individuals to our mayor, I'm sorry, to our boards and committees who are Citizens Academy grads.
That's
and we
great.
Have been doing that for years. So every time there's a vacancy, if there, you know, is an appointment to be made, the city clerk puts that list in front of the council. And so that narrows the scope of these are the, we're going to say, eligible individuals.
Yeah.
Here's something interesting, Andrew. We've had individuals in the past qualify to run for office. We also offer an accelerated Citizens Academy where our department heads will meet with you individually. And so they will share with you the same materials. They'll give you the same, you know, tours and pop the, you know, the hoods on everything. And we have had individuals decline to do that.
That they wouldn't go through the process?
They would not go through an accelerated Citizens Academy.
Good Lord.
And yet they were running for office. And so
what?
That can also be telling as well, whether you have, I'm not going to say that they're not a serious candidate.
Sure.
But as a voter, I would want to know whether someone running for office is willing to take the time to meet with every department head and at least, you know, hit the ground running.
Know what's going on, yeah.
So it's a big deal. Our department heads, they spend a lot of time because we see these individuals as multipliers. These are going to be our future leaders. And, hey, hopefully, you know, they serve on your board and committee and then they want to run for office. So last night, another thing that our council do annually is they ask each graduate to share what was their favorite takeaway, what was something that they got out of the program. And that's, you know, that's always for our department heads who are at the meeting, and that's always edifying for us just to, you know, hear, hey, you invested your time every other Thursday, you know, for 3.5 months.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? You know, what was your takeaway? And that also kind of helps the council know, you know, what committees they might gravitate to in the future. So
they would also
on the agenda last night. And that was good.
I would also ask them, you know, give us your suggestions. Fresh eyes just exposed to all this stuff will have seen things that they don't understand or think can be improved.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be a great source of feedback on, you know, what are the weak spots? You know, what are the SWAT opportunities? So no, that's, I love it. I never thought about that as a feeder program for your boards and committees, but it really makes perfect sense. So I hope some of the other municipal leaders that we've got listening to the show will pick up on that idea because I think it's brilliant. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Always a pleasure, Sam. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
John Pickens has got traffic for you now. John?
That's right. We've got an accident on Highway 29 in Hope Drive. So if you're traveling southbound, just south of West 9 Mile Road, trying to get to the I-10 interchange there. Just know that there's an accident there and traffic is backed up. 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is seeing about a 12 to 15 minute delay. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a roof that you think might need to be either repaired or replaced, or maybe you're not sure if it's either yet, you know, maybe you've got some concerns, but you're not too sure, call Quality Roofing Solutions. Have them come out and take a look at it. Brian Ward founded the company 19 years ago. They've done 10,000 roofs. About 90% is replacement, about 10% is repair. And the reason is not because they're not willing to do repairs. The reason is because a lot of times it makes more sense because if you've got problems in one part, you probably have near problems in other parts, and you're probably going to have to replace the whole thing in maybe a year or two or three. And, you know, the cost savings of doing it now versus then, plus maybe the insurance benefit. Could be if you do a wind mitigation inspection, you might actually save enough money to, you know, defray or maybe pay for a substantial portion of the cost. Anyway, they'll talk with you about all that stuff. But the point is, if you're not sure, call them. They've got a 4.9 rating on Google, which is unheard of. They support all kinds of local charities. And basically what they want to do is they want to create a product in an area where I know a lot of times you feel apprehensive about calling construction people. I know it's normal. Well, they want to be not that. They want to be very customer oriented, very service friendly, very, you know, here's the documents, here's the pictures before and after, here's what the price is, here's how we do things, and just make it as easy as possible. Fantastic local company for 19 years. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Miren el tomate.
Look at the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Pero no puede bailar.
He can't dance.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
So we're not actually on a tomato theme today, but I did play a clip earlier from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, which I sometimes in my head mash up with the Killer War Tomatoes, which was a band I had in my high school when we were growing up. But also, that Tomatoes clip is from VeggieTales. You didn't watch, you don't know VeggieTales, John?
No, no.
Thought you called yourself a Christian.
What? My children didn't watch VeggieTales.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was a little bit after their time.
Keep walking.
No.
Because you won't knock down our wall. No, nothing? No.
Bob
no.
The Builder.
Oh.
Can we build it? No, all we right. Can't.
Wow.
That was the,
wow,
the running
that's
theme.
Some, that's some passive-aggressive singing there right there. So I found this out that, you know, sometimes you overestimate what other people know of the references you're going to make. We biked past a mailbox the other day that was a manatee. And a little baby manatee. And then it had a Mardi Gras beads all around the neck of the manatee. So I posted the picture online with the little musical notes thing, and it said, Barbara, Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras. And some people reacted, but I discovered that not everybody knows that song. And my wife's like, well, you're going to put that in their heads now if they do know it. So the Barbara Manatee song. All right, this diversion brought to you by nobody. So David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The government shutdown now 3 weeks and still going. That means tied for the second longest now in U.S. history. Another vote in the Senate failed to end the shutdown yesterday. No votes are scheduled today. President Trump getting the go-ahead to deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that the presidential determinations are not reviewable by federal courts. Vice President J.D. Vance today is in Israel for a two-day visit. His visit comes after Hamas returned the body of another hostage to Israel yesterday. The remains of 15 more are still believed to be held by Hamas inside of Gaza.
All right, very good, David. Thanks for the update. 8:24. News Radio 92.3. I don't mean to tell you this is negative news. It is negative news. I do not mean to get you worked up about this, but the expectation is that insurance, health insurance, is going to go up a lot this year.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, I just don't. It's going to be a sticker shock for most people. They're saying that somewhere in the vicinity of 6-7% is going to be pretty normal. And well, it was. I mean, but it was so cheap for so long previously. Man, nothing gets me angrier quicker than talking about health insurance costs. So I'll just leave that there for you. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and Hope Drive. We are seeing just some minor backups going southbound just south of 9 Mile Road headed toward I-10 on Highway 29. So be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I got the best text. Somebody says, you know VeggieTales? I love you even more.
Aww.
Well, we had kids of the right age, and also my wife and I used to teach Sunday school, you know, with the nursery kind of age kids, and poor little tomato, he cannot dance. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, you know how we've noticed the massive decline in enrollment in schools in Escambia and across Florida, right? And we think it's because of the Choice Program primarily. The kids are vouchering out to private schools, or they're just going to homeschool. Some of this had to do with COVID. Some of it has to do with alternatives. Some of it has to do with frustration with the school system. There's kind of a combination of things going on. I was interested to discover that we are not alone in this. Alabama has also had a significant drop in its enrolled population of students, the biggest in quite some time. So you ask the question, well, you know, how does their drop compare to ours? They've lost over 5,800 public school students, dropping to 700,000-ish this fall. That is the biggest drop since, I thought I saw the number here, since 2011 and then in the late 90s prior to that. So big drop. Not everybody is dropping. There are, you know, there's always going to be like the most go down and then a few pop up here and there. But generally speaking, only about a quarter of the state's traditional school districts saw growth. Many charter schools, networks, which are classified as local districts, also saw growth. And they do have a choice program. They do have a voucher program that they've been expanding, but that does not account for it. Only about 2,000 of the 6,000-ish are actually using the credits under the CHOOSE Act, is what they call it in Alabama. So the explanation, well, homeschool, some sort of names that were on the list but had never actually been to the school, and they're kind of going through making sure. But they've got, like, apparently in Alabama, they've got school leaders going almost door-to-door to try to find students to make sure that they're really, you know, who they are, getting the education that they need. But I did think it was interesting that school enrollment is not just declined in Florida, but has also declined there. Now, you might also say, I mean, people are having fewer kids. You know, more population in Florida, but people are not reproducing as much. That's just true. They're delaying having kids. They're delaying starting families, all of the above. So, I don't know, some combination of those factors is going on, not just in Florida, but also going on in Alabama. I thought that was interesting. Let's see, 8:28 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and as we talk about families, if you're starting one and you want to get your first home, or, you know, a larger one that's going to accommodate the kids, or maybe you're at the other end. You know, maybe, you know, your kids have left, you're empty nesters, and you want to, you know, not mow the grass anymore or get a smaller home. You want to move to a condo. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. They close four homes a week. Routinely. I mean, 165 a year, 175 the year before that. So they do a lot of sales. And this means that they know the market. They know what's normal. They know what you can ask for, what you can't ask for, what you can try to ask for and then have to accept if they say no. You know, like that kind of stuff. Do you need to, if you're selling your home, replace your, you know, air conditioner? Or do you need to replace the water heater? You might say, water heater? Yeah, insurance. Like, seriously, it's a whole, if you haven't transacted a home in the last 5 years, it's different. It's different. So give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty a call. Ask them your question. 786-3996. Oh, I think the best moment in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, it was the one that gave me the most pleasure, is Brad Baker, the county administrator, decided to have a little bit of fun introducing an item.
Mr. Chairman, you can see the next item on your screen is 6-7.
Yes.
Nothing? Yes. Nothing from anybody? That's nice. I see that y'all are not basketball fans or TikTokers.
I've got teenage daughters. I know all about that. I've heard it enough, sir.
I just did get educated on this Friday on Andrew McKay's show. I'm a little late.
And, oh, my goodness, that's Kerry Smith talking. And the audience had no idea. They were just nothing but blank stares.
I told my 13-year-old I'd try to pull that one off for y'all today. So, and I predicted who would get it, by the way. But it is approval of budget amendment 2026-011 to carry forward road and bridge funds that were allocated.
Yeah, nobody cares about all that.
We have any more discussion amongst the board. I'm just having a little chuckle looking at the crowd because everybody's looking at each other like, what?
Well, I was just wondering how long we were getting delayed, if it would be 6 or 7 minutes.
Comedy's hard.
Any more discussion?
Leave it to the pros.
Hearing that, I'll make a motion to move that to Thursday's consent.
Rule number one of comedy, know your audience.
I'm Therese Crowley. 3 weeks and no pay after Senate Democrats voted a 12th time to block a clean funding bill to reopen the government. Senate Republicans head for a White House strategy session with a plan to pay all essential workers for the duration. Senate Leader John Thune tells Fox.
That's air traffic control or TSA or Border Patrol, law enforcement, our troops, obviously, first and foremost. Those are all things that very shortly here are not going to get paid if we don't, the government doesn't open up.
A divided appeals panel in San Francisco rules President Trump can deploy Oregon National Guard after 100 nights of violence at the ICE facility. The New York Post urges Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa to swallow the bitter pill and quit the New York mayor's race to give former Governor Andrew Cuomo a better chance to beat the socialist Democrat Zohran Mamdani. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a couple of minutes. A Milton woman has passed away after a crash on Highway 4. Happened yesterday near Three Notch Trail. Officials say her vehicle rolled and she veered off the road and hit a utility pole. The 54-year-old woman was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. A woman that was dressed in a controversial costume was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest during the No Kings protest in Fairhope over the weekend. Now, police say they responded to complaints about traffic hazards. That's where they found 61-year-old Gianna Renee Gamble wearing a costume described as being phallic near the Baldwin Square Shopping Center. Police said that costume was too obscene to be worn in public, asked her to remove it. She refused and ultimately was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. We do have an update on that reported murder-suicide in Spanish Fort. Local officials there identified a victim as Vero Monique Dubose of Mobile. Her husband, Arayan Dubose, was also found deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both were found in a white Chevy Tahoe on the causeway Sunday morning. An investigation into that is ongoing. A custodian at the Blue Angels Elementary School in Escambia County has been arrested on charges related to attempting to lure a child for sexual conduct. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says 56-year-old Chad Wren is charged with obscene communication to seduce a child, attempting to travel to meet a child, and using a two-way device to facilitate a felony. Wren's currently being held in the Escambia jail on $30,000 bond and has resigned from his position with Escambia County Public Schools. The school district does say that the safety of students is their primary concern. They say all appropriate actions have already been taken, and no other details about that arrest have been publicly released. A former NFL player has a new career in Florida. Former wide receiver Lavernius Coles was sworn in Friday with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Now, you may remember that name. Coles played with Florida State University before being drafted by the New York Jets back in the year 2000. The Jacksonville native spent 11 seasons in the NFL. State Senator Joe Gruters has introduced a bill that would create a specialty license plate for the Ultimate Fighting Championship in Florida. The benefit for those plates would benefit the nonprofit UFC Foundation. The proposed legislation mandates that proceeds be used to support charities and nonprofits focusing on areas such as children's hospitals, first responder support, military assistance, and youth mentorship programs in collaboration with law enforcement. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and Hope Drive. The roadway is clear. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound as you head toward I-10. Other than that, things are looking good. I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Plenty of sunshine, starting off in the 50s, getting into the low 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Keeping the sunshine around on Thursday with a high near 79 degrees, and by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Partly cloudy. We've got 60 degrees right now. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. Taking a look at our markets at the opening bell. The Dow is up slightly this morning at 46,748 right now. S&P 500 up about a tenth of a percent at 67.41 even. And the NASDAQ actually down about... about a tenth of a percent at 22,978. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, down a bit this morning at 3.955%. Gold prices are down 144.80 at 42.1460. Silver down 254 at 48.84 this morning. And crypto down across the board. Bitcoin's down over 2,200 at 108,556. Ethereum's down just under $100 right now at 38,83.40. The rest of the crypto market following suit and is down as well right now. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. General Motors beat earnings expectations for the third quarter. The automaker raised its financial guidance today after revenue was down less than 1% from the same time last year at more than $48.5 billion. The president hopeful that a trade deal could be struck with China.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet later this month in South Korea.
I think China's been very respectful of us. They're paying tremendous amounts of money to us as in the form of tariffs. As you know, they're paying 55%. That's a lot of money.
Speaking from the White House, Trump again said the U.S. has been treated very unfairly by the Chinese when it comes to trade and tariffs. Trump threatened a new 100% hike on Chinese imports when the pause on reciprocal tariffs between the two countries ends in November. China and the U.S. have been involved in a trade standoff since Trump took office for the second time. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Amazon Web Services has resolved all of their widespread internet outages that were causing issues yesterday with popular websites. In an update issued last night, the company confirmed that all AWS services have returned to normal. Yesterday, though, disruptions hit major online services, including Venmo, Microsoft Outlook, Zoom, Snapchat, Lyft, Roblox. Users also experienced issues with Amazon services like Alexa and Ring security cameras. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Foo Foo Fest tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Guests will be Walker Wilson with Friends of Downtown, Robbie Schrock, Public Relations Liaison, and Nicole Stacy with Pensacola Foo Foo Festival and Visit Pensacola. It's time to foo around and find out all the details and make your foo foo plans by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30. Foo Foo Fest begins October 30th, downtown Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Right, we got a listener suggestion for today's question, and the question is comes from Clint. What is the right and or maximum number of pillows allowed on a bed? 437-1624. What is the right and or maximum amount of pillows allowed on a bed? Now, he gave me, you know, king size, queen size. Does it change based on the bed size? And the only thing to me that would change in that regard would be, I mean, if there's two people sleeping in it, then you could have twice as many pillows. And if it's a single, then it's not as many pillows. But 437-1620, I don't mean to agitate marital fracture points, friction points, but I feel like we might be in that realm here today. The person said, you know, I'm not trying to get you to solve a marital fight, but I know I'm going to create one here. John Pickens, 437-1620. What is the right and or maximum number of pillows for a bed?
It's funny because Talisha and I have discussed this matter, mm-hmm. but it should just mm-hmm. be two. One for you, one your partner uses.
How many heads? How many pillows?
Right.
Simple.
Exactly.
Done.
Instead of having like six of them.
Eight of them.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Ten of them.
How many
are you going
to use?
A decorative pillow pit on the top of your bed?
No, we actually don't have that, but they're all quote unquote usable.
It's like the decorative pillows crack me up too. So, All right, go on, Meg.
I think I'm in a different group.
This is the value of the female perspective.
Okay.
Because I think most of the time, if there's a disagreement on this topic, it's the men who are like the functionalists and the women who are the decorativists. And go on. What's your answer?
Okay. So I would say a queen size bed, two pillows per person.
Regular two per?
Person, yes, regular size pillows.
What do you do with the extra one?
Yeah.
And then you have.
I'm going to ignore that for now.
I got it.
Kung fu us. What do you got?
And then once you make the bed, I have two more that are decorative, and then I have four smaller decorative pillows.
Two, four, six, eight. Who do we appreciate? Is that six or seven pillows? Kidding.
So
what do you got?
All?
Nine? How many you got there in the end? When the bed is made.
Four, five, six.
She doesn't even know. It's hilarious.
Where do you put them?
I guess it's about 9 or 10.
9 or 10.
But they're decorative, so they're small.
Okay. All right.
I think there'll be a lot of women out there that are going to understand this.
I do have a bit of a...
Because it looks really pretty when my bed is made, and it looks beautiful.
Question.
It's very decorative.
A serious question.
Yes.
When you've made the bed fully,
yes.
with all the decorative accoutrement,
uh-huh.
Have you also hidden the actual pillows underneath the bedspread and only show the decorative pillows on top?
Yes, that's the purpose of the two pretty pillows, because they hide the ones underneath.
We
so
don't
you have
want...
the two big pretty pillows, and then you have the little pillows.
Don't want ugly, useful head pillows showing.
Those are underneath.
Well, get better pillow covers then. Mine are nice.
So well, that's... I have pillow covers, but the two pillows that are used by the people are not.
Let me probe just one more time here, just a little bit.
Way more than
She's
I want
probing.
To reveal about my personal life.
The head pillows, the usable pillows.
Yes, sir.
is it because they aren't pretty? They're the wrong size. They're dirty. They're
doesn't match the bed covers.
No, because I think. By the way, I think what you do is 100% common. And it just suddenly strikes me as a weird thing that we feel the need to hide the ones we actually use. Go on.
This is so irritating. I never have thought about hiding them. This is blowing right back up there with the cup of coffee. Now I can't even do my microwave anymore. I can't put a pot on the stove. And now I'm going to be... And showers.
You should have a radio show to complain about this stuff on.
I am.
Pep talk from 9 to 11 weekdays.
Join me. As I complain about the... No, I mean, I've never thought about it. It's just the pillows you use and then the pillows that are decorative. Maybe that's the category.
Okay, so you have a kind of a...
I'm not really hiding them.
You kind of have a caste system for your pillows, right? You have the good pillows that you feature and then you have the ugly pillows that you hide and you have a, you know, two-tiered citizenship for the pillows on your bed. The ones who do all the work and then the ones who look pretty.
This has gotten so complicated. I've never given it this much thought, ever.
Welcome to my world.
Please, ladies, help me out.
John
please,
Pickens please. Has traffic
I'm
on the fives,
very alone
John.
And separate now from the world.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow down your drive this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I like how you matched rhythm to the thing you were saying.
I know, right?
Well done. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting new windows, could be because you got one that's broken, could be because you have loud neighbors and you like to cut down on the noise, could be because maybe you're tired of hearing the air conditioner, which is generally a very loud thing. Good windows will reduce outside noise, but also save you money on your heating and your cooling bill because you can get really good windows from New South Windows that are American-made, and they've got these eVantage ones that'll... I mean, almost entirely prevent any of the heat coming in or escaping. They're fantastic insulation. They really are. It's super high tech. I had no idea. Went by and looked at them and learned a lot about them. You can even, and they'll work through all this with you. You know, I mean, windows are not cheap. Okay. Good windows are not cheap. That's true. But because they reduce your utility cost by 20 to 40%, you're talking about they can pay for themselves over time. Plus, you've got, they're more resilient against storms. It might be an insurance benefit, but even if it's not, it's still they're resilient against storms, all that kind of stuff. So ask. Go in and talk to the folks at New South Window, newsouthwindow.com, or just stop in at the showroom next to Crunch and the Books A Million Hobby Lobby Shopping Center on Davis Highway at Langley. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, what is the right and or maximum number of pillows for the bed? A subject which I suspect is going to generate a lot of spousal conversation today. or this is a long-established point of detente between you two, and so we're just... grinding in on the difficulty. Sorry about that. You know, making it worse. Somebody says, the answer correctly is one more.
One
more pillow is the correct answer, as in there are never too many pillows. Michael says, whatever makes your significant other happy, that is often a good answer.
That is very
excellent
true.
Answer.
That's a good perspective. Good
right.
perspective. Somebody says four.
For how many people?
Well, presumably two.
Okay, yeah.
Could be for one. I don't know. I didn't give my answer. I was like to give my answer before we
right.
get into the text.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
I'm a...
Half a pillow?
It's hard to quantify because I am a regular pillow and a body pillow. I love the body pillow. If we go to a hotel, I'm a two pillow, one under the head and one between my knees.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. A pillow between your knees?
Yeah. Ask your chiropractor.
Okay.
I'm a side sleeper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you're a side sleeper, you want something to kind of wrap around. It's better than just side sleeping. So that's me. So in our bed, there are three, unless it gets made up and then there's more decorative pillows, which is fine.
Do you have an aversion to decorative pillows? Because it sounds like it.
I think it looks nicer when the bed is made up with the decorative pillows. Aesthetically, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
We also hide our second-class pillows underneath. I understand. You do not use the decorative pillows for your head. I understand. We just don't. We talked about this before. We don't make our bed up all the time. So,
gosh. I make mine every day.
I know. That's its own conversation. You
that's
know,
a whole
I know that makes your eye twitch,
question.
But, you know,
yeah.
She's not emphatic about it one way or the other, except that if... Basically, if there are people coming over and the bed's going to get shown off somehow or other because they're going to get a tour, then fine. Otherwise, pfft.
I haven't even got the tour yet.
You haven't even been to my house yet.
Oh,
you have the one time. That's right. You have the one time. 437. I forgot about that. 437-16. Didn't let him in. No. Obviously. Let's see. there's no right number, no limit. Somebody says one. Somebody else says two per person because sometimes you need a knee or a lower back support pillow. That's right. Are we talking about during actual sleep time or when the bed is made? Nobody's actually in the house and you just have decorative pillows. I have a wedge and five pillows. My wife has four plus three decorative that get moved around a lot.
Oh, I bet.
Somewhere between a half dozen and a septet. Somebody here is trying to be funny. See, they're trying to get on the game, and they say that the number of pillows, the correct number is six or seven.
Oh, ha-ha. Seven.
Mr. Chairman, you can see the next item on your screen is 6-7.
There you go. Well done, Brad Baker. King-size bed, four pillows total, two each, no decorative pillows. End of story. End of line, man. I sleep with four pillows, one for head, hold on to one between legs, and fourth against my back. Oh, so you like baby bundle yourself. You know, when you swaddle a kid and you roll them all up baby burrito style and then you put the wedge on either side and then, you know, to keep them. That's kind of cute. I like that. All right. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. We have six pillows in our king size bed plus some decorative pillows added to the comfort. I have a significant hernia and reflux, so propping my head up on many pillows is a must. James says there's no limit. The more the merrier. I use the big ones for body support and bury myself with the rest.
Who's counting?
Oh, I love it. Somebody says, I think this is to you, Meg. She's a girl after my own heart. My husband doesn't understand. One pillow to hug if you have no companion. No, I mean, that's true. Yeah. Aww. And by the way, I'm going to put this note out there.
Okay.
Okay. Cuddling your significant at night. Okay. Can be less comfortable because they might be heat generating. You might get dead arm syndrome. The physics of it all. And sometimes you get a little bit of that sense, like I have the body pillow. And I go to bed before my wife goes to bed anyway, so for about a couple hours. So it gives you a little feeling of snuggling something.
I refuse to approach this topic on the grounds that it may...
I'm going to stay way away from this one.
I just want to make people feel like it's okay. It's okay.
It is okay, Andrew. We still love you.
Six pillows, four of mine, two of my wife's. I surround myself in a cocoon of pillows. Sometimes I even steal my wife's pillow and make a fort. Nice. As a side sleeper, I use three. Head between my knees, help ease pain, and pillow support my arm. Yeah, the arm is sometimes a challenge, too. Somebody says, our bed goes to 11. Oh, look at you calling back earlier in the show. The IMDb page for This Is Spinal Tap is a 7.9 out of 11. Go look. It's funny. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have cats, so we have two pillows behind the pillow that we use, so that's four to start. We use pillows beneath on our legs, two to hold on to. I believe we have 10, unless my wife wants more, and I say yes to her. Who are these people showing their beds to? Well, you know, that's fair. Two for sleeping, up to eight decorative. Good Lord. That's so many texts. One pillow is a pregnancy pillow, as many as you like, and as you walk past the bed, when in doubt, just throw a few more on there. let's see. Three sleeping pillows at the headboard. This is great. Look at all the variety here. All right, so do you ever, when you go, this is the end of the conversation, but when you go to the hotel, if they don't have enough, do you ask for more?
They usually have more than enough, I found.
I bring my own.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Yeah,
we do the same thing. Because can we all be honest that generally speaking, hotel pillows are terrible.
Yeah, I do bring my own. That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
That's it. We'll be back.
Hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen. Tomorrow at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Fall into kindness. Waterfront Thrift is calling on you to donate your gently loved clothes, furniture, home decor, and household items. When you give, you're not just decluttering. Your donations help provide hope and critical support for homeless men and women at Waterfront Mission. Drop off your items at any Waterfront Thrift store Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or schedule a free donation pickup online. Learn more at waterfrontthrift.org. Together, we can make this season a little brighter for those in need.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This will not look good on a resume!
Good morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. That's the REM you didn't know you needed this morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You know, REM's a funny band. I love the upbeat REM music, and I cannot stand the, like, weepy, introspective, sounds like Michael Stipe kind of stuff. It just, you know, or who am I thinking of? That's not Michael Stipe is the singer. It's, what's his name? I can't think of his name. There's one, Morrissey. It sounds like when they do the Morrissey sound and stuff, I'm like, that's the stuff my wife would walk by and say, you know, how long you been on hold for? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, you want your terrible dad joke of the day? You ready?
No.
Come on, support me.
Okay, yay.
Do like
yay.
My wife says never to do. Encourage me. You
yay.
Ready? When the president of the NRA gives a presentation, you think he refers to his main ideas as bullet points?
Oh, boy.
It's just... it's appropriate. No, I got one better.
Boo.
And you won the Marconi
Boo.
Award.
And yeah, that's so true, too.
And you won a Marconi.
It's hard to believe sometimes. All right, what else do we have going on? Oh, the Supreme Court is going to hear a new case on gun-related issues. And this is kind of an interesting one because you know that a lot of states have decriminalized marijuana use. And, you know, other drugs even. I mean, Oregon did it's like, hey, do whatever you want. Oh, undo. But, you know, the federal form you fill out has a checkbox that says I'm not a regular user of illegal drugs. So you have to say that on the federal form. And as I understand, it's been a little while since I bought one, but I think that's still accurate. Anyway, the case is that somebody who is living in a marijuana's legal area, but it's still a federal, and can you prohibit them from owning a gun because they are, you know, marijuana users? Well, that's the question. That's exactly what they're going to take up. John Sauer, who is the Solicitor General for the United States, says Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, a fundamental right that is essential to ordered liberty. True. Unjustifiable restrictions on that right present a grave threat to Americans' most cherished freedoms. True. But he says this is one of the narrow circumstances which the government may be justified in burdening that right. First, the law bars only habitual drug users from having a gun. It imposes a limited, inherently temporary restriction, one which the individual can remove at any time simply by stopping the use of drugs. Second, the law stands solidly within our nation's history and tradition of regulating firearms. A key inquiry now is you have to show that there's a, after the New York test, I think that's the one, that's the case where they, Bruin case, where you have to be able to show that there's a historical analog for the principle beneath the regulation that the state wants to have. And so if you can show that it's within the tradition of restricting who owns guns to people who are not dangerous because they're under the influence of an illicit substance, sorry for the long sentence, then this is allowable because you don't let drunks have guns. It's actually illegal, by the way, to be drunk and be in possession of a gun in Florida. You may not know that, but it's an important thing. That's you cannot take a concealed weapon into a bar. You cannot even be in your house and drunk and have a gun in your possession. It's actually illegal to have a gun if you're drunk. But the historical idea is you can prohibit drunks from having guns. Therefore, you can prohibit high people from having drugs. Third, John Sauer argues habitual illegal drug users with firearms present unique dangers to society, especially because they pose a grave risk of armed hostile encounters with police officers while impaired. So this is going to be interesting. They're going to hear this argument probably in the spring. It doesn't have a scheduled date yet. So we'll get a ruling on that June or July. But interesting case. The court is being asked to take up a lot more cases related to drugs and guns lately. So we will see. Bands on the beach tonight. Band name, John, you told me earlier. Summer Breeze?
Southern Breeze.
Southern Breeze. Southern Breeze. Not the same as Southern Breeze, which is what we were singing.
Right.
Okay. All right. Bands on the Beach is at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach, put on in part by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And, of course, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and they have all kinds of prizes and merch, and you can, you know, spin the wheel and get
also win a $50 Visa card.
Oh, nice. All right. Very good. All right, that's it for us. Meg's up next. I'm out of stuff. You want to just quit early? Knock off a few seconds early? Oh, by the way, lots of stuff tomorrow from the Escambia County Commission. Really, several very interesting topics. We'll bring it all to you on the Pensacola Morning News starting at 5.